This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, when can you collect Social Security in America? What is retirement age? Now, I always thought it was 65, but they changed it. All right? They have slowly raised when you could take it. You could take partial benefits at 62, but our retirement age is 67. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that. Now, it does depend on when you were born. So if you were born between 1943 to 1954, you could then collect your full benefits by the age of 66. But if you were born between 1955 to 1960, then it goes up to 67. If you were born after 1960, right now, the age is still 67. So, many of us Americans are, well, you know, should we collect our money early? 67 is a lot older than other countries. I don't know if you've seen what's been going on in France. In France, people are protesting because in France, they want to increase the pension age from 62 to 64. Apparently, 70% of the public is against that because they want to be able to retire at age 62. Well, we're already beyond that by at least 5 years. So, I'm no financial analyst, but I'm of the thinking for me that I'm going to probably still need to work in my 60s. I think our life expectancy is increasing. Keep in mind, our life expectancy has been dropping because of opioid overdose, because of COVID. We lost a lot of younger people. So with younger individuals dying, when they took the average of how long a typical American lives, rather than it being in the 80s, it dropped back to the 70s, women exceeding men. But if you are 64 and you're not doing opioids and, you know, or, you know, bungee jumping or getting into accidents, you still have that potential to live till your 70s, 80s, 90s. So you need to think about that when it comes to money. Now, the reason why we have Social Security in place is because we put money in ever since we start working at the age of 16 or 18, or depending on where you lived and were able to start working, and all that money in taxes that you put into every paycheck is supposed to have your name on. And when you then need to draw on it for your retirement, it should be there. It should have grown with interest, should now be worth the money that should be worth in 2023. But the problem is we've had individuals that have not put money into the system. We have probably more individuals drawing it or soon to be drawing upon it than those who put money into the system. And throw inflation on top of that, the money that people are getting for Social Security is going to be grossly inadequate. And you can work while you collect Social Security, but they will probably withdraw your benefits. Some of them. So depending on how much you make or how much you take in, then, and I don't have the exact number, but if you make a certain amount of money, then they will start withdrawing some of the Social Security, which is frustrating for individuals because some people feel like they should then completely not work to get the biggest bang out of their buck of their Social Security benefits. People don't want to lose their Social Security benefits. But I don't think the Social Security benefits are enough to live on. In France, you have some huge, huge protests. Protesters and demonstrations have been going on for months. 1.27 million hit the street on January 31 to stop their pension age from rising from 62 to 64. Now, President Emmanuel Macron made the proposed pension changes because they need to make reform. The pension system is in deficit. They have lower birth rates, longer life expectancy. And if they also are having a rising population of non-workers, of those who can work, less money's going into the system. So they want to raise the new retirement age to 64, rising by 2 years. But that is causing huge, huge backlash and will probably cost... Well, I don't think he could run again. I'm not sure if he could run again. The change is going to be gradual at first, but by September, the retirement age will increase by 3 months each year until 2030. Workers now have to pay an additional year of pension contributions from 2027, rising to 43 years from 42 if they want to draw their full pension. So, you know, we basically lied to the American public when we made them think, or any public in any country, when we made them think that you'll be able to stop working, you'll be able to sit back, and the government has got you. The government has your back. And I think we're learning more and more that the government doesn't have her back. They may have part of her back. They may have a shoulder. They may have one of our tushy cheeks, but not completely our whole back. And many people think, when I retire, I'm going to finally go to Hawaii. I am going to finally take that trip to Alaska that I want to. I am going to finally hike in Montana. I cannot wait to retire. The average retiree can't afford to travel. The money they're bringing in barely covers their rent. See, in the olden days, the plan was to have a house that you didn't owe on, a car you didn't owe on, so any money you had for retirement could be used for food and could use for emergencies, medicine, and then travel. But that's not the case. Many people are still paying rent. Many people don't own their home. Many people don't own their car. Their car died, and now they have a new car payment. So it's... The key to any of this is try and be healthy because you might have to keep working. 1-877-DR.
This report is sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim.
I'm Bernie Williams. And I lost my dad to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, one of the most common forms of interstitial lung disease, an umbrella term for over 200 rare conditions that can cause scarring of the lungs and may make it difficult to breathe. My dad was my hero. He was the one to introduce me to music, and it is something that helps me feel connected to him even today. Music was always something that helped me cope as a caregiver. Writing a song to honor my father and his own journey with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis was a way to put my feelings down on paper, and I know so many people can relate. Check out Tuning to Lung Health to hear more about what living with interstitial lung disease really means and the important role that music can play in helping to cope with this disease. You will find a series of vocal and breathing exercises, playlists, and some of my favorite tunes, and personal stories from people who have been affected by interstitial lung disease. Visit tuningtolunghealth.com to learn more.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, one of you had asked about some of these caffeinated beverages. And to my memory, Red Bull has about 80 milligrams of caffeine. Some of these other drinks have up to 300. Let me see. We don't want you going over 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. Now, a cup of coffee, a regular cup of coffee, has about 80 milligrams as well. And caffeine and caffeinated beverages and coffee, these things have been in the news a lot because I think there's been a lot of misguidance on what people need and what's healthy. Let me see coffee content of common drinks. I want to give you guys the exact numbers.
So there's a site called Caffeine Informer, and 3D Energy Drink has 200 milligrams of caffeine. Remember, we don't want you going over 40. Let me see. Now, I don't know if I have what the lethal level is. I think the lethal level is 150 to 200 milligrams per kilogram body weight. So, you know, you can kill yourself with caffeine. I can't say the number of cups of coffee, because 200 milligrams per kilogram body weight, that's a lot. So a 70 kilogram adult could consume about 10 grams, which would be 10,000 milligrams. So an energy drink of about 300 milligrams, which some of these energy drinks have, like Adrenaline Shock. There's another one I saw. Bang Energy is a big one. The Bang drinks have about 300. Those technically aren't toxic caffeine levels. But what people aren't realizing is there's a certain amount of caffeine that can trigger atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rate. An abnormal heart rate that could put you at risk for stroke or cardiac arrest is deadly. So remember back in 2017, there were a couple students who died of their caffeine use. Why? Because the caffeine induced a cardiac arrhythmia. And the caffeine they ingested was not very high. So when people look at it as, well, you know, I'm well below the daily limit, I've had this discussion with one of my sons. I'm like, I'm not talking about caffeine toxicity. I'm talking about what the caffeine could do to you. And if the caffeine messes with your heart and you have an abnormal heart rhythm, it'll kill you. It doesn't matter what the level is. So back in 2017, so this student drank Kripe drink, which is a, it's like a Mountain Dew energy drink. No. He had a Kripe drink, a large Mountain Dew, an energy drink, and a cafe latte from McDonald's. This was all within a two-hour period. Now, the Mountain Dew had 54 milligrams. But 54 milligrams in a 12-ounce. If he had a 20-ounce, a large one, that would be about 100 milligrams of caffeine. Energy drinks have about 80. A latte from McDonald's, 142. So that was about 320 milligrams of caffeine that he had in a two-hour period. Different strokes for different folks. For him, that was enough to produce a cardiac arrhythmia. Alright, cardiac arrhythmia such as atrial fibrillation cause the electricity is off. So rather than your heart getting a ba-boom, ba-boom, a very good, rhythmic, predictable pump, it ends up going boop-ba-doop, boop-ba-doop, boop-boop. So the muscle is like, well, okay, what the heck is this? I'm not going to pump like a normal pump. It'll be kind of, you know, boggy and just not, you know, just kind of, I don't know. If you've ever seen me on the dance floor, I don't know where to dance or what to do, so I just kind of sit there and wiggle a little bit. That's kind of what the heart is doing. Well, then the blood sloshes around, and if blood isn't pumped where it needs to be, and it starts to slosh and sit, it forms clots. Then when the heart does get a pump in, that clot or slush goes up to the brain and can give you a stroke. Caffeine also causes vasoconstriction, so if you're at risk for heart attack, it limits blood flow. Back in 2014, researchers from Barcelona found energy drinks to be linked to rare cases of heart attack and arrhythmia. No shock there. So coffee like Starbucks, a Starbucks drip coffee, they said is up to 260 milligrams of caffeine. Dunkin' Donuts, about 215. 5-Hour Energy is at 215. But I don't see coffee per se as dangerous as the energy drinks. Well, why not? Well, as I've said before, with coffee, if you drink a coffee hot, you have to sip it. You have to sip it slow. I'm seeing people smash down energy drinks within two gulps. Okay, that's a much higher load of caffeine. So you slowly drinking, and I get it, Mountain Dew, if you're thirsty, you're going to down that quickly. But the faster you consume your caffeine, the worse that could be on your heart. Now, we do have a study that says if you boost your caffeine intake, it could reduce diabetes. Now, we've had a lot of back and forth on caffeine and diabetes and coffee. I do believe that coffee can reduce your diabetes. I don't think your energy drink does. So what's the difference? Well, I remember watching my mom and dad, and they would sit there in the morning sipping their coffee. Now, my Lucky Charms would already be swallowed up, or my bread and jam, and I would be already ready for school, ready to go, and they're still sitting there sipping their coffee, eating their toast or their bran, and taking their time. Well, when you eat slower, you eat less. You allow the food to digest. You allow your insulin to do its job. So coffee drinkers might just have, as long as they're not loading it up with milk and sugar and they're drinking it black, they might be having a more healthy sort of habit with what they're doing. But for those of us on the run going, I don't have time for coffee. I don't have time to get my coffee. Let me just grab a Red Bull and go. That's not as healthy a lifestyle. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, crap. Okay, you're hiding your Red Bull right now underneath your car seat. Listen, a Red Bull once in a blue moon, if you drink it slow, and the sugar-free Red Bull, I think, tastes pretty good. I'm not lying. I've had sugar-free Red Bulls. But in moderation. If that is your go-to morning, noon, and night, that's a problem. Remember Demi Moore had lost a tooth? I don't know if she lost one or two teeth. And one of the theories behind it was she would drink three Red Bulls a day, have a teaspoon of tuna, and I think some vegetables, and that was all she ate all day long. So she lost weight. Now, I think caffeine can make you hungry. But a lot of people are using caffeine as their cigarette. Now that we've stopped smoking, we're gaining weight because people use stimulants to not eat. People on cocaine lose weight. Stimulants make you less hungry. So you have a lot of individuals who will hit caffeinated beverages because they're not smoking anymore. Or they're off their drug habit. Or they're not taking their diet pills. Or their Adderall. But what you forget is caffeine wears off. And when it wears off in a few hours or hits in the afternoon, you might get the hungries. And then you could gain weight. So your coffee intake then has to be slower. Remember, the faster you take in your caffeine, the faster the rebound. So the slower, maybe you'll rebound less. If you drink your coffee in the morning, expect the afternoon for you to get a little tired or you have that rebound. You are going to have another go-to. Some of you will drink coffee in the afternoon. Some of you will drink coffee with dinner. I don't know how you do that. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't even touch caffeine any time past 11 a.m. because otherwise I'm not sleeping that night. But for some of you, if you can't hit the caffeine and you get tired, well, if you feel like you need a little nap, take a little nap. Exercise. Go and exercise. Go for a walk. I have I buy these ready washed spinach leaves or these vegetables at the grocery store, and I take a handful and I throw it in my mouth. And then you can always chew gum or something like that if you want to get the vegetable taste out of your mouth. But I take a handful of vegetables, and that energizes me. Not like, you know, caffeine would, but it's something. So something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Iran forces launched about 7 rockets targeting a U.S. base in northeast Syria today. This in retaliation to the U.S. As of right now, there are no U.S. casualties and no damage to the base near the Al Omar oil field. President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees blocked yesterday in a federal appeals court. Representative Bob Good, a Republican from Virginia, rolled out legislation that would make English the official language of the United States. This in an effort to unify the U.S. population around a common language. A strong storm system today will bring the potential for severe weather to about 30 million people from the lower Mississippi Valley to the lower Ohio Valley. Those storms will be capable of producing strong to intense tornadoes, maybe as high as an EF3. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have not been following the Gwyneth Paltrow case. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of it. Apparently she ran into an optometrist, I believe, while skiing in Park City. He medically deteriorated after that, and so she is currently in court. And people are always fascinated when they see Hollywood in the courtroom, like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case. I think the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case kind of hurt both of them, because when you think of a star, you know, I still think of Viggo Mortensen as Aragorn or Strider in Lord of the Rings. So I think of him, you know, living, between the Shire and Rivendell and having a horse and all that. But, you know, I mean, he's a regular guy, you know. And so,
Yeah, I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow ran into somebody and might have, who knows, allegedly, you know, freaked out and, you know, limped off or something, or might have said sorry, who knows. And then now she's in court because he apparently got hit hard enough or he deteriorated and said that she didn't help him. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of back and forth. So when you see people that, and you connect them to their character, you know, their character is their job. They work. I mean, Brad Pitt is not Achilles, as we saw in Troy. He's Brad Pitt. Now he's got kids. He's got a motorcycle. You know, I still think he's really, really cool, but they are people. So people always get kind of fascinated. I don't like the idea of get him, where people want, you know, just, you know, to, you know, see these Hollywood icons annihilated just because they're Hollywood. But I think the law should be fair. And I think anybody, whether they're Hollywood or not, whether they're rich or poor, should benefit from the proper justice and the proper way law should be carried out. So I hope it's with integrity, and I hope it's everything is done right, and whatever happens, happens. With President Trump, man, a lot of drama. But many people are questioning, is this a witch hunt, or is this really what is going to do Trump in? And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, parallels people are bringing up going, well, look at with Al Capone. They couldn't get Al Capone, except they had to use mail fraud. They had to use, you know, they had to get him on something, and it's okay. But the problem is many political pundits are saying, look, this case is weak. And you have the Democratic Party held in the balance. The Democrats are already accused of going after Republicans and not having that same sort of fervor with people on their side. And if this case does blow up in their face, then they got a lot of explaining to do to many people who are middle of the road going, okay, you know what? You guys did a witch hunt. And you used the arm of the law, and that's unfair. That's not, I want a free America. The one thing that a lot of people bipartisanly agree on is they want a free America. So when you start to see people defend Trump, even if they don't like him, right, it's not that, you know, they love Trump or they dislike Trump or whatever. It's because they want to make sure things are fair. Okay, some people say, well, you know what, it's okay because it's against Trump. If it's not fair, and if they're not doing it by the book, and if they don't have the legal standing, then, you know, you know, boy, are they spending a lot of time and money on this when you have multiple other individuals doing crimes worse that don't seem to be getting any that attention. It starts to make people think that the process is rigged. And remember, if Trump is saying that this is a, you know, this is a, you know, I don't want to use that term witch hunt, like, you know, what previously happened to people who identified as witches. But if this is an assault, and if this is a bias towards him, and people find out that he was right, then they might question, was he right about the election? Was he right this whole time? Now, Alan Dershowitz, who has over and over again said he is not a Trump voter, he has actually spoken out, and he says, in all my 60 years of criminal defense, litigating, and teaching, Dershowitz says, I've never heard of a case based on such a ridiculous stretch of the law than the potential indictment of Donald Trump. New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg is reportedly attempting to charge Trump for conduct related to an alleged $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in exchange for her promise not to disclose a consensual adulterous affair during a 2016 presidential campaign. And Bragg had told the grand jury considering these charges to go home till Monday. Now, according to Alan Dershowitz, that is a clear sign of trouble. Says the case may fall apart, and it should. He said Bragg has disgraced a once-proud office. He said, to state the obvious, while immoral, it is not illegal to pay hush money. So to turn this relatively benign payment into a state felony, the district attorney must perform a series of legal contortions. He's saying Dershowitz is saying first he must prove that the payments were fraudulently described in business records. Generally, one wouldn't be expected to dutifully document hush money paid to a porn star to remain silent about an adulterous affair, as the whole point of the payoff is to keep it hush-hush. But Brad wants to make a criminal. In any event, even if the DA convinces a jury that Trump falsified business records, the worst-case scenario is a minor misdemeanor. The DA would also have to prove that the records were falsified on the purpose of covering up an unreported campaign distribution. If Trump secretly paid Daniels to keep quiet for the sole benefit of his presidential campaign, that could be a federal crime. But then how is it a state felony? He says it's nonsensical. He said a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, but Bragg may fall laughingly short of even that low bar. His whole argument hinges on a psychoanalysis Freudian diagnosis of Trump's motivations. So if the defense raises a reasonable doubt that Trump inaccurately recorded the alleged hush money to prevent damaging embarrassment to his wife, his family, his business ventures, or any other reason other than his campaign, the charges will not stick. So Bragg, his key witness, former Trump lawyer and so-called fixer, he says Michael Cohen, doesn't have much. And in fact, there's a letter from Michael Cohen's attorney saying Trump's team didn't pay for this hush money and didn't have anything to do with it. So now, you know, Cohen already testified for a grand jury. So he could actually be in trouble for perjury if he then testifies against what he testified earlier. So this is something, and I know many of you guys are like, well, come on. This is what we're wasting time on. Basically, in December 2018, Cohen, the ex-lawyer, pleaded guilty in Manhattan federal court to campaign finance violations for coordinating a payment to Daniels and another woman with whom Trump had allegedly had an affair. But in a letter obtained from Daily Mail, Cohen's a lawyer informed the Federal Election Commission in 2018 that Trump wasn't involved in the hush money scheme. They said neither the Trump organization or the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Ms. Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. So then, who's lying? When are they lying? What the hell is going on? And you're talking about a former president. Now, Trump is, of course, going on the offense. He posted a picture of him with a bat. And, you know, he tweeted again. And a lot of people are telling Trump to stop tweeting. But I get it. If Trump stayed quiet, people would think he's scared. So he wants people to know that he's not scared. He thinks this is ridiculous. And he's ready to fight back. But, you know, he also really called Bragg a degenerate psychopath. But this is kind of a sad day in America. And we, you know, to have the law try and again, if Trump's guilty of something, he's guilty of something. But it's looking like this is a lot of effort, and we have a lot of other individuals that might have done bigger crimes that we just don't seem to be seeing anything done with. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the past decade or so, we've heard of more and more kids being allergic to peanuts. And when I see patients over the phone, taking care of a kid, I always ask them if they're allergic to anything. Parents are like, yep, they're allergic to peanuts. They're allergic to this food, they're allergic to this food. Damn. It's got to be scary for a parent. Especially since many of us grew up with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Peanut butter was served in school. You'd go on an airplane and there'd be peanuts. Peanuts were in everything. I didn't particularly like peanuts, but it was a source of energy, source of protein. And we would eat it, and it wasn't that expensive. Now we're hearing kids are allergic. And deadly allergic. Remember a couple years ago there was a teenager who was at a friend's house after school,
and she saw Chips Ahoy. And it was in the red package. And for those of us who are Chips Ahoy gurus, the blue package are the thin chocolate cookies, the typical Chips Ahoy. The red package is usually the chewy Chips Ahoy, which are thicker and softer. So when you see a red package Chips Ahoy, you grab it and you go, okay, I'm eating now a thicker Chips Ahoy cookie. She didn't realize that Chips Ahoy had a peanut version, a peanut butter version. So when she ate one, she went into anaphylaxis and died. Made headlines. Okay, I mean, as a parent, I don't know how I would sleep at night. There's peanuts everywhere. So schools, parents, people are trying to figure out what doctors, medical professionals, why are we at this point? What happened between the baby boomers and the Generation X's to the millennials and the Gen Z's and the Generation Alphas? What the hell happened when it came to all of a sudden being allergic to peanuts? Well, one theory is our hygiene. They say we washed our babies too much. I mean, my kids, you know, with the way they poo-pooed, my kids were bathed every night. I know I didn't have to bathe them every night, but I'm like, you know what? Look at the laundry. There's no way I cleaned your tushy as good as it needed to be. It's bubble that time. And my kids loved it. I would sing a song, we're going to make it tushy clean. We're going to make it tushy clean. Oh, they loved it. They would crawl up the stairs on their own to try to get, because they just loved bubble that time. It was so much fun. And so one theory is that the kid's skin is breaking down because we're washing it so much that protein allergens could be priming the immune system. It's an interesting theory. I mean, another theory is these kids are bombarded with so much fake food that it's also triggering a allergy against a innocent bystander, shall we say. And if peanut butter has sugar and some of these other sort of alternative flavorings and preservatives, it might have tricked the immune system to going after the peanut because the peanut was the main star in it. But it's a problem. If we can't figure out why it's happening, where we are today is we have a lot of kids where peanut allergies are deadly. Even if we didn't grow up with that, it's an issue now. Now, also keep in mind, we do have more kids. So the pediatric population has grown, so maybe we are hearing more, but it is more of an issue than it's ever been. So we have a little bit of breakthrough. So for peanut allergy prevention, there's a study saying what you can do is do not do this on your own. Okay? Make sure there's a doctor supervising this. But there's a study saying babies could be fed diluted peanut butter earlier in their age, and it may stave off severe reactions later. They say introducing peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old could dramatically reduce the rate of peanut allergies in infants. The study was published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, found that there was a 77% reduction of peanut allergies when the food was consumed by four-month-old infants who had severe eczema, and at 6 months for infants with mild or no eczema. Now, eczema is a skin condition where you have dry, patchy rashes, and it is an atopic dermatitis, signaling somebody may be a little bit more allergy-prone. But they said if they waited till the kid was a year, the allergy rate only dropped by 33%. Researchers from King's College London, the University of Southampton, and the National Institute for Health and Care Research conducted the study. They looked at multiple studies evaluating risk factors for peanut allergy, and they think that it should be encouraged in the infant population to sturdy us up. They say 75,000 new infants in the U.S. develop peanut allergies every year. Okay, that's kind of a lot. That means we're looking at 750,000 new cases every decade. They say the policy of early universal peanut introduction will prevent 60,000 infants every year from developing peanut allergy and prevent 600,000 cases over 10 years. One of my colleagues said that now that we've cut back so much peanut in a lot of foods because of peanut allergies, the average child isn't getting exposed to it. So if they're not getting exposed to it at an older age, then they have a higher risk of then reacting to it. So I love the idea of infants being supervised by their medical provider, being immunologically challenged slowly with things that we are exposed to on a regular basis. I did that with having dogs in the house. There was a study that said if your child is exposed to a pet or there's a pet in the house before they're born, they're less likely to have animal allergies. Now, luck of the draw, we adopted a pet, Sushi, 1 month before Stone was born, and then 1 month before Brock was born, just luck of the draw, we adopted Nagi. Nagi was another rescue dog before Brock came into the house. And so by the time the kids came into the house, you had Sushi and Nagi running all over the place. And they'd come over, they'd sniff, and they were smaller dogs, so I didn't have to worry about them being jealous and taking the baby and shoving it, you know, in a box somewhere. They'd go over, they'd sniff the baby, they'd go, okay, when are they leaving? Like, they're here to stay. Like, wait a second, we were here first. But the kids, knock on wood, didn't have allergies like I did. Me, I was allergic to cats when I was younger. I got over it because I love my three cats. And I still, every now and then, will react to the cats, especially when they sit on my face. But the earlier the exposure, the more resilient we saw with the immune system. Now, I get a lot of parents panic about vaccines because we give a lot of vaccines to them when they're young. And some parents want a more mature immune system before they start the vaccine protocol. Talk to your doctor about that. I understand that's a very controversial topic with vaccines. But we have a lot of things on our beautiful earth that can be allergenic. And when you see that kids could die over something as simple as a peanut, you know, chip in a chocolate chip cookie, that's very frightening because I don't know how you keep peanuts away from your child. How do you know if there's not a peanut sauce or a peanut derivative? Now, allergists can do desensitization where they can help a child become less reactive by slowly doing very small amounts and trying to teach the immune system to not freak out. We're giving these kids EpiPens. We're having teachers have EpiPens. But it's kind of a scary world when you don't know if your kid's going to accidentally eat something at a kid's house. How many times are your kids hungry and somebody says, I'll trade you my lunch for your M&Ms? So like, good, I'm hungry. I want peanut butter and jelly. Sounds good. They don't know they're allergic. They eat their friend's peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But the concept of training kids early by little, kind of like we do in homeopathy, where we give you a little bit and see how you react, and kind of hair of the dog or fighting fire with fire. It's a fascinating concept. Again, do not do it on your own. Make sure you have a medical provider overseeing this. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.